You do that, means your wife too? What about the rest of you? You do, what about the rest of you? Well, we have one negative and everything else positive. The colored man said, everybody wants me for your pastor next year, hold up your hand. There weren't any hands went up. He said, silence gives consent, that's your pastor for another year. Well, back to something a little more serious. Well, if you want the book of Joel, well, we'll go ahead with it. And you may take the questions tonight. It's a very short book, and we won't be too detailed in it. Quite an end-time book. But let's say that we begin at the cross here. Now, in a few days, the churches as a whole will be celebrating what they call Pentecostal Sunday, and that is correct because Pentecost came on what we call Sunday. The Old Testament called it the morrow after the Sabbath, and Saturday was the Sabbath. The birthday of the church began was the 50 days after Christ's resurrection. So we'll say the church begins here. The first church addressed was Ephesus. Very highly privileged. It had the Apostle Paul as a personal pastor probably longer than any other local church. It had Timothy, and in certain respects, the book of Ephesians as well is just an outstanding letter. Paul went back and exhorted them in Acts 20, and then it had the direct letter from Jesus, and so it declined, and Smyrna and Philadelphia represent first rank overcomers. These are the only two churches in Revelation, this in Revelation 3, this in Revelation 2, that have no fault found with them, and only to these two churches is a crown promised. Others have other rewards, but a crown is promised to both of these. We judge they will be the first rank overcomers, or they will represent those that are within the throne and round about the throne, the living creatures, the 24 elders. And they will ascend at this time here. There will be those that didn't overcome in Ephesus, according to Brother Copley's thought, became Pergamos, and they come up in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation as the innumerable company. The saints that have lived down through the ages. I preached Sunday night on dropouts. And there was a man in Denver. I liked him. The old boy, he was a chiropractor. I went to see him in his last entrance to the hospital. He died not too long afterwards. He said, Brother Franklin, I'm a dropout from the bride. He got to the point where what's the use? I can't overcome. I'm going to quit trying to overcome. And you know that the bulk of saved people do not get down to business overcoming. When I lived here in Kansas City, there was a woman asked if she would teach a class at the Tabernacle. Brother Copley was yet the pastor. She said no. She said, my spiritual level isn't up to teaching a class in that church. I don't know. I don't remember. I just remember the occasion. The occasion impressed me. I was glad for her honesty, but at the same time, you know, some people think it's a great honor to be honest. Well, I knew a woman. She was a missionary's wife, by the way. Congregation was singing I Surrender All, and she was so honest she wouldn't sing that song. But you see, what did her honesty amount to? It's like saying I won't steal a dime, but you give me a chance at that $1 million. Well, many of them will be good people. They'll be friends of mine, friends of yours. We trust God that we will be here. Let's plan on it anyway, shall we? This will be the innumerable company, we believe, of the book of Revelation. And then the third rank overcomers are considered to be the 144,000, and they will go up. Now, date-wise, this line here figures 250 days before the middle of the week, which is here. We'll come to that in a moment. They seem to be represented by the wise virgins of Revelation 25. The word virgin is applied to both of them. And also by the man-child of Revelation 12. They go to heaven at this time, and we believe that this will be the last company translated. Others will go to heaven after this, but it will be because they will be beheaded or killed, as the two witnesses will be killed. We're not told just how. And the beast overcomers that will be killed will be going up here. When I had the man make this for me, I had him give the different shades of the blue, dark for the full overcomers, and so on down the line. I wish he would have made it on canvas instead of this type of material. But anyway, Then later, there will be people killed after the beast takes his throne. The Revelation 15 and Revelation 20 speak of these. Being killed, they will be raised from the dead and will receive glorified bodies. Therefore, they too will go to heaven. They won't be in the bride. It's kind of like the gift that was given to the 12 apostles to sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Nobody else can have it. That's theirs. Well, this company will already be in heaven, and it will be settled. If you get saved later, you can't be in this company. It's too late. If you get saved down in here, you won't be a part of the church. Church will be, its number will be completed. There will be a time, Paul says, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That will be completed. All right, now as to our dates. I'll take this a little bit slower. We went over it once before. And notice the various letters. A, H, E, and B, and D, and F, and M. These all indicate points. And we'll emphasize just a moment this. This represents the middle of the week. At this point, the two witnesses will be killed. Remember that they will prophesy 3.5 years. You remember that, do you not? And if they prophesy beginning here and are killed here, then this, they will be killed here. At this point, we will show you in a few moments, the beast will declare himself God. And then we have another point back here. Now let's go to Matthew 24:15 just a moment. I could quote it, but it might be better to read it. I'm sure you could quote it too, I'm confident you can. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Now let's go to Daniel 9:27. Hold your place at Matthew. Go to Daniel 9:27 just a moment. And I'll show you how we know that he will place this in the middle of the week. Daniel 9:27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. Now notice, in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate. Notice this, right in the middle of the week. And we indicate several things. The woman of Revelation 17 and 18 will be destroyed by the beast and the kings that are with him. The two witnesses will be killed here. And at this stage, when he places this abomination of desolation in the temple, it will be his image. And it will be there that he will show himself as God. I am God. And now, notice this in Daniel 12. And then we'll go to the, I want to read this in Daniel 12. If you'll hold your place open in Matthew, or rather in Revelation and Daniel all the while, or have a little marker in one or the other. It will save you turning your pages all the time. Just turn the whole section. Now notice the 11th verse, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. I believe you've understood already that the abomination that maketh desolate will be set up right in the middle of the week. Now think of this to here, from H to M as being 7 full years, or 2,520 days, but here puts us right in the middle of it. That's 360-day years. Now, do you see that the abomination of desolation will be spoken of, be placed exactly in the middle of the week? Is that clear in your mind? If it isn't, let's clear it up now. Remember we read in Daniel 9:27, and in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abomination, he shall make it desolate. Well, we'll come back to that in just a moment. I want to establish first that he's going to place the abomination here. You see that clearly from that I just quoted in Daniel 9:27. All right. Now Daniel, that we just read in the 11th verse, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination to make it desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Now, since this is 1,260 days, this will be taken away then 30 days before the beginning of the week. Now, do you follow me? 1,290 days instead of what we would normally expect, 1,260 days. All right, now we have another very important date, That is this date. Now let's read in Daniel 8, 11 through 14. Now I want to tell you that when you get to reading other people's writings, you will find that they'll tell you that this is historical, and yet Dr. Schofield says this is one of the most difficult passages in all prophecy, and the reason is, it's difficult to them is that they have it fulfilled back yonder even before Christ came. Let's read the 11th verse. He magnified himself even to the prince. I'm in Daniel 8 now. Prince of the host, and by him was the, notice this now, the daily sacrifice was taken away, and the place of the sanctuary was cast down. And if you want me to, we'll take time to read a few scriptures to show you what the daily sacrifice was. Are you interested? All right. Now let's quickly take two or three texts. We won't take them all, but just enough to show you. Will somebody take Numbers 29:16? While you're there, read 19 and 22. Well, let's just have several of you turn to Numbers 29, and I'll have several of you reading. Someone will take Leviticus 6:9, if you will. All right. Now we'll read. Somebody read 16. Somebody just begin right after him with 19, 22, 25, 28, 31, 34, and 38. I'll call them off and you read them. 16. The continual burnt offering was this, the 19th verse, the 22nd verse, the 25th verse, and 28. 28. Now let's just have 6:9 of Leviticus and leave off the other verses in Leviticus in Numbers. Always. Now the 12th verse, the 13th verse. Now we could go back to Leviticus, or not Exodus, and show you that that would be a lamb burned every morning and a lamb burned every evening. Now that was the daily sacrifice, and on the Sabbath this was doubled. That is, they burned two in the morning and two in the evening. That was the daily sacrifice. Now back to the 8th chapter. The 11th verse, he magnified himself even to the prince of the host, in the 12th verse, and host was given him against the daily sacrifice by reason of transgression. It cast down the truth to the ground, and it practiced and prospered. Then I heard one saint speaking, and another saint said unto that certain saint which spake, how long shall be the vision concerning, now notice this, the daily sacrifice and the transgression of desolation, to give both the sanctuary and the host to be trodden underfoot. And he said unto me, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Now notice this, 2,300 days, and this is from the daily sacrifice until the cleansing. So we start the 2,300 days. Now, if this is not being made clear to you, tell me. 30 days because of the daily sacrifice that's taken away before the covenant is made here. He shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week or 7 years. That's Daniel 9:27. All right, this runs us to here. Now, this period from here to here would be not 2,520 days, but 2,550 days. You follow me in that? This runs 30 days before. Now, if we'd begin here and come to here, this is where the millennial age begins, would be 2,520 days. You follow me? That's 7 years. That's the full 7 years from here to here. 7 years. Now, if we add this 20 days, this 30 days, we come out with 2,550 days, don't we? Now, are you following? All right. And yet, well, now let's go back to Matthew 22 just a moment. Jesus said, except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. Wouldn't be anybody left. It would be as clean as it was in Noah's day. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now, here we have the shortening. Revelation 13:5 tells us specifically that the beast will reign for 3.5 years. You remember that? That's clear, isn't it? All right, if this is shortened, we have to begin his reign 250 days before the middle of the week, don't we? 2,300 days from 2,550 leaves us 250 days. Now, do you still follow me? All right. Then this E is an important time. Now, if you remember, the woman flees into the wilderness for 1,260 days, or 3.5 years. That's here. This is the place where the man-child goes to heaven, 250 days before the middle of the week. At this point, Satan will be cast out from heaven. Luke 10:18, incidentally, on your lessons, it'll say Luke 10:8, but it's Luke 10:18. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That will take place here. It will be at this place that he opens the bottomless pit And we wholeheartedly believe that that's when the beast comes up out of the pit and the demons and such. And then he begins his reign, and he reigns for 1260 days to this point here. Now, do you follow me that this is shortened by 250 days? I guess you know a man here in town says that the days that are going to be shortened is Revelation 9, when the sun shall not for a third in the night likewise. We can't go along with that. Now, have I lost you? Yes, Christine. 250 days, that is right. That'll be back here. No, the 250 days will be when he takes his throne. His death will occur a very short time before this. You remember we went over the text, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit. Now the bottomless pit is hell, and he will be killed along here somewhere. Then he takes his throne, and here he's permitted of God to put down the two witnesses, and then because of Satan, he tries to destroy the woman. And at this point, Jesus said, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, then let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. That will be, no doubt, when the decree will be issued, you worship the beast or you die. Now, that's why the scripture says all the world wondered after the beast. There will be people that will escape and won't worship him. I do not feel that any of the church will be here. That's my opinion. Now, the movies are mostly, they have to be dramatic. I saw one or two of them. I have to say, now I had one of Billy Graham's movies sent to us one time, and it was a disappointment, called His Land. We thought we were going to get to see Palestine. We heard one man sing six specials, and that cuts quite a big hole in it. And they called me later and wanted me to have other people in the meeting. Some of them said, I'd rather heard you preach. And they're dramatizing something. It's all right for some people, I guess. But then it's hard. If you're a diligent student of the Word of God, it's hard to add anything to it or make it plainer than what it is. All right, back to this. Now, we feel like this is according to what the Scriptures teach. All right, we have the 2300 days straight. The fact, Revelation 12:14 shows the woman fleeing into the wilderness for 1200 days, 1260 days, that should be, not 1200. That's something that should be corrected. And the beast reigns this same period of time. Jerusalem will be trodden underfoot 42 months. Now, then how long does that make the Great Tribulation? Now let's see if we can come up with the idea about when that Great Tribulation starts. That is, not the trial that will be on the entire world before this, but the tribulation that is absolutely the Great Tribulation. In the 25th chapter, instead of the 24th. Notice the 15th verse says, when ye shall see the abomination, then let them which in Judea flee. And the 18th verse, don't let them turn back. The 19th verse, woe to them with child. The 20th verse, pray that your flight be not in the winter. Now notice this is from the placing of the abomination. So the 21st verse says, then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no nor ever shall be. So we judge it what we call the Great Tribulation will be here, and it will be 1010 days long. Now do you follow that? 1260 days minus this 250 is 1010 days, and that will be the duration of that awful time when people can't buy or sell without the mark of the beast, when it will be a death penalty to worship anything other than the beast, and he will exalt himself as God. Let us see that. We've read it repeatedly in these lessons, but let's see it in 2 Thessalonians 2 for just a moment. This gives us a kind of a vivid picture of what he's going to do, who will be his backer. He will just be the front man, as it were. There will be another great power back of him. The third verse says, of Thessalonians 2, that day shall not come, except there come a falling. Well, I'll read the first of it. I see some of you weren't to it yet. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Now here's what he will do. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God. I will oppose the Jew because I am God. I will oppose the professing church because I am God. I will oppose every believer that worships anything else, or that is worshipped so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. I never heard a man say it. I think one of the most astonishing statements that could be made would be for a man to walk up to you and say, I'm God. But this man will have the power to say, I'm God, and you worship me, or I'll kill you. No, he'll say, I'll have you killed. Remember you not, when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he may be revealed in his time. I'm sorry to see so many people drifting away from the truth of this. All the fundamentalists and quite a few of our ministers say this is the Holy Spirit. But let's take time out to turn to Zechariah, I believe it's 12:10, and read it to show you that the Holy Spirit isn't going to be taken away. The 10th verse says, I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, and they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and so on. There will be a great spirit of conviction. The Holy Spirit isn't going to be taken away. What is going to be taken away? The overcoming people of God. The angel said to Lot, I can do nothing till thou become hence. That's plain, isn't it? God wasn't going to pour out that judgment on Sodom and Gomorrah while Lot was there. And the angel hastened him out of the city. It will be the Christ in his overcoming people that will be taken away, the full-grown Christ. Then shall it now hindereth, this word means hindereth, letteth, hindereth, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth or the breath of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. I've illustrated that like this. If I were preaching in my pulpit some Sunday morning and somebody got up and said, President Reagan just walked in the door, I'd lose my audience temporarily. Everybody would turn around to look. By his presence, to use a figure of speech, he would have destroyed me. But it will go far beyond that, of course. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And God shall send them strong delusion, and that strong delusion will be the Antichrist, and it tells why. That they might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. And so, for this cause, God shall do this. And the great tribulation then will begin here, when he shows himself as God. And several things will enter into it. It will be a great tribulation. I would consider it tribulation if I couldn't buy nor sell a bite of food, if I didn't go down and take a mark of the beast, knowing that if I took that mark, I'd steal my eternal doom. I would consider that tribulation, wouldn't you? I'd consider it tribulation if I had to take off and hide myself in the willows of the Missouri River bottoms and hope I could find a fish when I got hungry. And I'd consider it tribulation if I couldn't even go back to the house to get a top coat in case it got cold, or I couldn't get my car. Now this will be centered in Jerusalem, and I'm just using an illustration here. Now, at this point, the Antichrist will be destroyed. He will reign 3.5 years to this point. And we mentioned that from the time the daily sacrifice is taken away to here will be 2,300 days. From the time the daily sacrifice is taken away until the abomination of the maker desolate is set up is here, the middle of the week. Now, there is something given that isn't explained well in Daniel 12. Let's turn to that for just a moment. We'll read the 11th verse to get the context. From the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination to make the desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. Now this would put us 75 days beyond this point. This is here. And in this period, let's take Matthew 24 for just a moment and notice something that's going to take place right after this tribulation. The 29th verse of Matthew 24. Now, in your mind, think right here. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, you see, that's going to be at the end of the great tribulation, shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. Right in here. That's 75 days, evidently. Let's read the texts that are given us here for just a moment. Let's read the one in Isaiah 25:9 and see what Israel says when he is revealed. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God, and we have waited for him. He will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And then in Revelation 16:15, it speaks of his revelation to Israel. It will be to Israel at the time when those awful judgments are being poured out. This announcement comes in Revelation 16:15. You can probably quote it. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And in 1 Peter 5:7, now Joel tells us that those days shall be darkened. You remember the Bible speaks of this often, but we won't read all the passages, but we will take Peter, all thumbs seemingly, running out of time very rapidly. 1 Peter 5:7, now that isn't, that, I think that's a misprint on the chart, but maybe that's should have been, I think that should be 1 Peter 3. The heavens and the earth, no, that wouldn't be it. There's a wrong reference there somewhere. The 10th verse says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away. But anyway, at this point, you'll notice that in Revelation, where we read, let's read it again, in Revelation 24, what's going to follow that immediately? Immediately after the great tribulation shall the sun be darkened. Now I'll tell you that in the natural, that will be some of the most terror-stricken moments in history. After all of this trouble from all parts of the world, and this, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then he will send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet to gather his elect from the four winds of heaven. There's a similar text in Revelation, but the connection isn't quite so clear there. The first chapter of the book of Revelation, where, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him, even so, amen. That's the 7th verse. And so that brings us to here, and in this section we have the millennial age, literally, and then we believe, yes, that this will be the end of the great tribulation and the end of the battle of Armageddon. Yes, that's what we believe. Now this is a revelation to the earth and not Christ coming for his church. Well, you'll notice that one of the lines ends here. I can't say much about that. And this is called the five foolish virgins. The five foolish virgins will probably endure through the great tribulation. Whether they would be considered a part of the church is a matter of opinion. Now, I think Brother Copley did hold that some of the church would be such a low level that they would go through. And one friend of mine, you remember Revelation 6 says, come out of her, my people. That evidently, I feel that phase of the judgment of the woman comes in here. Not right at the end, but that's in a matter of opinion. So if there's, I can't feel that a part of the church will be earth dwellers myself. I have friends that think they will be, but I never have been able to think so. Well, there will be suffering, but the issue to kill people by the beast in its fullness will not come until here. You remember the image set up here, the abomination of desolation. And he won't be absolute sovereign until here. Remember, the beast has 7 heads and 10 horns. And eventually one man is called the beast, but not right at the first. And this, we believe this, we're right in our conjectures, that this company will include, comparatively speaking, a very small company of living saints, because it will include the bulk of the church for the whole age, which will mean resurrection, and that there will be a translation. Now, I am confident that this company will go to heaven by way of translation, but so easily there can be resurrection there too. And I feel especially that in these three, there will be translation and resurrection. Now think of this. Smyrna represents the martyr church. beginning then. And it also, we feel, represents the full overcomers that die in this age. Death is spoken of to them, be thou faithful unto death, but death isn't spoken to Philadelphia. We judge that Philadelphia will probably be, now I say probably, will probably be the full overcomers that will be living when Jesus comes, and these will represent the full overcomers that died in the faith. Therefore, we have a resurrected company and a translated company here. And this, somewhere the bulk of the church has to come in. We feel that that is so. Now, Paul mentions the last trump in Revelation or Corinthians 15. This has nothing to do with the seven trumpets of Revelation. Those are judgment trumpets. And when he comes here, it will be with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God when he takes these overcomers home. And then with this company, as I mentioned, if we're correct, this will be an innumerable company. Now, Revelation 9 shows a company of 200 million. Now, whether you like it or not, that's a big bunch of people. But this evidently will be bigger than that because they're not numbered. John said they're innumerable. And we feel that it will have to represent. I'm surprised that outstanding teachers, outstanding, such a man as the head of the Dallas Theological Seminary says this is all a bunch of martyrs that will get saved in the tribulation time. And I'm amazed at it. But go ahead with your other question. I believe the vials are poured out later. The vials are poured out during the reign of Antichrist. Well, the seals are open. In a sense, progressive, and yet some of them occur at the same time. The locusts come here. The bottomless pit isn't opened until here, and that's where the locusts come. You remember that now, don't you? Well, of course, there was nobody started at Pentecost, but died at Pentecost, but we feel that it represents the full overcomers that died in this age. From the beginning of the church age until Jesus comes, the full overcomers who died, let's say Paul, just use him for an example. Paul died very early in this church age. His body's still dead. And there will be some living, according to 1 Thessalonians 4, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven, the shout, the voice, and the trump of God, and there will be some translated. And then we feel it will be the same here, and possibly, the Bible doesn't say there will be any dead in this company raised, but then, of course, later, the two witnesses go up, and they're resurrected. There may be some go with them. After this point, I do not feel that anybody will be translated. Well, to tell you the truth, I've held you 5 minutes extra. Pardon? The guests? You mean in this? Well, they will possibly be these. I feel confident that this represents the bride. Philadelphia, the brotherly love church. Smyrna representing the suffering church and those that die. The fact that they're both promised crowns. These have no crown spoken of. These have no crown spoken of. They all have a measure of victory, but not like these. These are never said to be in the throne, but before the throne. These sing before the throne. These stand before the throne. And these are on thrones, the overcomers. Well, that's all right. You ask a question. That's what I want you to do. Well, I'll give you an illustration from the ninth chapter and from the seventh chapter. Don't hurt the earth until we'll see the servants of God in their forehead. Remember that? In the ninth chapter, the creatures that came out of the pit, the locusts, were told pointedly they could hurt everybody except those men that had the seals of God. Remember that? God will take care of his own. Now, he may let them be killed and will down through here. That's very definite. But he won't send his personal judgments upon them. When God judges his own, it's a chastening and not a judgment unto condemnation.